Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Megan Ottolini, don't yuck her yum.
I just read these back-to-back texts. Mego has a very unique chicken kink, followed by a different number that just says, Mego is disgusting.
You have a chicken kink.
Don't yuck my yum.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
What's up, Pass Nation? Drake May here. Can't wait. You know, super excited. Can't wait to get to Boston, get to New England. Can't wait to get Gillette Stadium and meet y'all. And super excited to get to work, and let's go.
Drake May on social last night. He was at Gillette Stadium today. Photo op, holding up number 10. Right? He was holding up a jersey.
No, he held up number one.
Number one. I'm sorry. He confirmed.
He's got number 10 in his locker.
He confirmed he'll be wearing number 10. He was holding up number one. My mistake. You can jump in here on Jones and Mego with Arcan, 617-779-7937. I like this text, 37937. You guys all know the number. It's great when Tom Curran lights most of Jones's takes on fire. Jones, how do these takes look now? Drake May is not a project.
They look burnt.
Drake May should start immediately. Belichick's analysis was useless. I disagree with Tom on all of them.
Does someone think it's Tears of a Cloud?
I don't know. Is that what somebody texted in?
That's not the name of the song.
That's called Rain.
I don't know. Let's stick with our text.
Someone texted in and said, it's called Tears of a Cloud.
No, I mean, stick with one text at a time. The Tommy Curran one, I disagree with him. And when Drake May is starting week one, we'll see who's right. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on all this. Let's go to Harrison in Seacon. Go ahead, Harrison.
Hey, guys. So I'm looking at this one of two ways. Since the Bills are ahead of us at pick 33, if they're going to trade for Brandon Ayuk or with and they get him, you better get Adonai Mitchell. If we end up trading for T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk, then go ahead and take Adonai Mitchell. But it better pan out that way heading into the second round.
Okay. What do you guys want at 34?
I want a tackle. I'm sorry.
Who?
Whatever best tackle is available.
Just any tackle?
Yeah.
Okay. Arcan, what do you want at 34?
I like A.D. Mitchell. I also like the kid McConkey. I don't know. I mean, really, I'd like to trade for Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, but I like Coleman Franklin, too.
Fine.
So, I mean, there's wide receivers I like.
We're talking about the trading, but yeah. You want a wide receiver.
I want
34.
A wide receiver.
That's also what
any
I want.
Any one of those guys I just mentioned.
I love Keon Coleman. Coleman's been my guy after really the top three. I had him neck and neck with Brian Thomas, who was flagged medically. He dropped a little bit last night. He went to Jacksonville. Like the fourth or fifth best receiver in the draft. I like Keon Coleman. They should definitely go receiver at 34. Meanwhile, can we translate a little bit of Drake May? I enjoyed these. There were a couple that really jumped out when I was listening last night. He was asked about Alex Van Pelt's offense. Here's what he had to say.
You mentioned Alex Van Pelt, too, before. Did you get to meet him when you were up here?
And what do you know about the offense? And, you know, what are you looking forward to running his
system? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a media coach. And, you know, met first time at the former interview at the combine. Uh-huh. He was asked some questions and then went up there for a third visit and went through some of the film, you know, outside zone scheme. Uh-huh. And he liked to throw it around. He was showing some clips and play action stuff with Rodgers back in the day in Green Bay. So, you know, I'm looking forward to being in that offense. I know they had a lot of success in the past and just look forward to, you know, kind of finding my way to, you know, best contribute to the Pats Nation.
Shrimp and potatoes.
Like, I think there's a little bit of Sling Blade going on there, quite frankly.
You can't help but smile when you hear him talk.
Say it again.
He talks too fast.
He does talk a little faster.
The beginning and the ends are normal speed, but then he does. It's like he's buffering in the middle, and everything kind of speeds up for a couple seconds as it catches up.
Like, there's a little bit of that going on, but it does speed up.
Around here, Roger there.
First time at the former interview at the combine.
Combine there.
He asked some questions, and then went up there for third visit. And
back there, third visit there.
What was the part about Aaron Rodgers? That's where I lost it.
This is what the caller asked about earlier.
All right, show me some clips there, Aaron Rodgers.
Because Alex,
he liked to throw it around. He was showing some clips and play action stuff with Rodgers back in the day in Green Bay.
Oh, play action?
I think so.
I got a plaction there.
Yeah.
I think he was talking about Plaxico Burress is what I think he was talking
and
about.
And like to throw it around. He was showing some clips and play action stuff with Rodgers back in the day in Green Bay. So
that was the fastest play action I've ever heard.
Let me hear number eight. This, first of all, you know, stick around for the question here, but really you're going to want to hear the answer. But what a question this is if it's included. I mean, did you cut it out? Okay, fine.
No, I got the question.
The question was a whopper, but whatever. It was basically, you know, quarterback X's and O jargon. What's your go-to fourth down play, Drake May?
Oh, watching your film, man, one of the things that stood out was your ability to tackle the entire field inside and outside. So I'm curious, say it's fourth and seven with the game on the line, whether it's a concept or a route, what would you say is your bread and butter play that you feel really comfortable with?
No doubt, I think throwing up some over across the middle. I think, you know, I see it well.
Throwing up to them across the middle.
Throwing up there something over across
throw
the middle.
Throwing up to them across the middle. That's what he said.
Shrimp potatoes.
Let me throw it up to them across the middle.
No doubt, I think throwing up some over across the middle. I think
throw it up to them across the middle.
Big 6'5" dude back there, where it's a seam shot. You know, big dig. You know, in the corner route, post.
Big dig.
Anything across the middle of the field. I feel like, you know, I'm can make a throw, make all the throws, and I'm excited to. If it's not there, I can go make a play for myself. So I think that's the most looking forward to it, and helping kind of expand that game into the NFL.
Okay. I look,
he answered that question about as well as you could, I think.
I reckon that didn't quite satisfy me.
I think, you know, I got to see it well. I'm big 6'5" dude back there where it's a seam shot.
Is he lying about his height? I thought he was 6'4".
Well, you know.
6'5"? Roster height.
Yeah, 6'5" on cleats.
You know, big dig. You know, in the corner routes, corner
post. Now he's just shouting out things he just learned about Boston.
Like, you know,
big dig. Knock down the expressway there, put a little tunnel underneath it.
Long blade on it, shaped kind of like a banana.
If it's not there, I can go make a play for myself. So I think that's the most looking forward to it.
Big dig. Seaport District.
I call it a slang blade. I call it a Kaiser blade.
All sorts of urban development.
Greenway. Rose Kennedy. Rose Kennedy, my favorite Kennedy.
And help him kind of expand that game into the NFL.
Expressway's an eyesore. Knock it on down. Big dig.
Free up the north end.
Okay, I'm looking forward to Monday. I'm not going to lie. I might need a translation, but I'm looking forward to Monday.
Borderline infatuation at this point.
Because believe it or not, I love the pick. Mego loves the pick. Arcand is very on brand. Arcand pretty meh about it. He's channeling his inner Tommy Curran.
I like him. I'll tell you what. I do like him. It's hard not to like him. I don't love the pick.
You like his takes on transportation.
Yeah, let me hear a little bit more of him on the traffic in this city.
No, I think throwing up some over across the middle. I think, you know, I got to see it well. I'm big 6'5" dude back there where it's a seam shot. You know, big dig. You know, in the corner routes, corner post. Anything across the middle of the field. I feel like, you know, I'm can make a throw, make all the throws, and I'm excited to. If it's not there, I can go make a play for myself. So,
Mara Healy is
I think
on the phone.
The most looking forward to it.
Don't
I hit him again with it in the neck with a sharp edge and just plumb near cut his head off. Killed him.
Do not, and I emphasize, or I can't emphasize this enough, do not duck, duck, go seam shot on a work computer.
Toothpaste and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. Let's get back to all our thoughts on Drake May and how much we're going to actually see him this year. It should be a lot. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.